Welcome to the Millennial Soul Food Podcast. I'm your host, Keontae. This is episode 27 on cannabis and spirituality. Enjoy. Hey y'all, what is up? Happy 420. Happy motherfucking 420, period. What y'all doing today? I hope y'all ready for some trippy shit. As far as this episode, I kind of went in. I talk a lot about a lot of different topics. I talk about cannabis. I talk about different types of cannabis. I talk about medical benefits. And then we get kind of trippy and talk about some of the ways that cannabis is a facilitator of interdimensional communication. And we also going to talk a little bit about the Dogon peoples who say that cannabis comes from a distant star that they actually discovered thousands of years ago. So we have a lot of things to cover. Just so that you know, the episode for today was recorded as a live stream for my Patreon peeps. So I cut that up a little bit and made it into an episode. So that's the reason you might hear me kind of talking to something else, but it's actually me talking to the chat. So this is me and the live stream. And as part of the live stream, I also did a guided meditation. And also I did a 2 tarot pulls for the collective, and those are available on my Patreon, which you can find the link in the show notes. Before we get started with all of this, I want to do some church announcements. So, as I mentioned, my Patreon is lit, period. Go and join an $8 or $13 tier, and you will receive access to most of the materials. With the $13 tiers, I do some mini courses and other live streams that are private. So, just go ahead and get your 13 tier on and support your girl. Support your girl. Support this engine. You know, if you don't even look at none of the content, just support your girl. The content is there for whenever you're ready. It's a whole library of different stuff that I am. It's a part of a catalog, a sort of a catalog that I am collecting that is a part of the Millennial Soul Food archive of philosophical explorations and discoveries. So check out my Patreon, girl. I also have 2 courses that I'm going to be teaching. So I'm going to be teaching the second cohort of my Tarot Academy, and I'm going to be teaching the third cohort of my Cyber Witch Academy. So let's talk about the Cyber Witch Academy first. It is going to be on May 18th, 25th, and June 6th at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, taught live. We're going to go over a number of topics that relate to being a witch in the age of 2021. So we're going to talk about cultivating your own witch philosophy and getting to know your shadow. Getting to know your shadow is very important before you start doing any kind of spiritual work, because once you become a spiritual person, period, the shadows is going to pop up, and you need to learn how to recognize what you need to work through so that your spell work can be elevated and so that you can begin manifesting in alignment with your highest will. So also we're going to be talking about strategies for ancestor and spirit guide communication. And we're also going to talk about the CIA document that proves the existence of astral travel and other types of psychic and extrasensory phenomena. There's also going to be a little bit of homework each week. No pressure. And week 3, we're going to do elements of ritual and ceremony. So this is going to be all about moon cycles, the 4 elements, ritual and ceremony, cleansing. And then I have a supplemental video that is Roots and Herbs 101, Healing, Money, Love, and the Principle of Signatures. So that is what's going to be going on in the Cyber Witch Academy. Go to my website. I'm going to put that in the show notes so you can register. Also with the MSF Tarot Academy, I taught my first cohort of that. Actually the last class was this month, And those class times are going to be May 19th, 26th, and June 2nd at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we're going to go through all the different themes related to tarot that one can cover in 3 weeks. Y'all know I'm very heady. Y'all know I likes to give a lot of material, period. So the first week is going to be a philosophical exploration of how tarot works. So we're going to get a broad understanding of how this divination system has worked throughout time. We're going to go over the major arcana. We're going to talk about numerology also. And week two is going to be on connecting with your spirit guides and ancestors through divination. So we're going to talk about different ways that you can cleanse yourself, cleanse your cards. We're going to talk about invocation prayers, how to properly close out a session, formulating questions, and discerning when your cards need to be cleansed. Because it do be a lot of energy in them sometimes whenever you use them a lot. So then the final week is going to be week three, where we talk spell work and types of tarot spreads and also decolonizing the court cards. Because sometimes the definitions of the court cards I don't really be feeling that comfortable with them. A lot of the definitions that I see in books typically adhere to more Eurocentric features. And also, I just don't fucks with them sometimes. So we're going to go over decolonizing the court card. So there's a lot of material that I'm going to be covering. Those are the church announcements. Like I said, go to my website, sign up for the Academy courses if you're interested. And also hit up the Patreon. As always, y'all know I'm on Instagram making the reels and stuff for the children to learn, getting the girls in order. That's my intro, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Be sure to have your notebook out. Be sure to take some notes. Be sure to journal afterwards about any realizations that you might have. And until the next show, I am sending you so much love. So enjoy this episode. Get your stuff together. Get medicated if you're not already. All right, let's go. All right, so I'm going to talk a little bit today about cannabis and spirituality. And I will say, Alisa, I loved your question about weed and being sensitive. Sometimes whenever I'm having a lot of anxiety, it's very difficult for me to, calm down if I smoke a certain type of marijuana. So I'm going to actually be covering the two principal different types. They say there's other types and stuff too, and there's also hybrid, but it definitely can depend on the strain and the conditions under which you are ingesting this medication. I'm trying to change my language around it. But so I really like these quotes about cannabis. And this first quote is from the International Church of Cannabis in Colorado. And so it says, the sacred flower, that cannabis is a sacred flower to reveal the best version of self, discover a creative voice, and enrich our community with the fruits of that creativity. So cannabis really is great for helping you become more in touch with your creativity, but you kind of have to, okay. So as I was saying, cannabis is very great for helping you become more in touch with your creative self. That's why a lot of musicians, a lot of artists, a lot of spiritual people smoke cannabis and ingest cannabis. So I think it's very important to understand that if you're going to be using cannabis spiritually, you have to set an intention for it, because spirit works through intention and prayer. Hallelujah. So you got to understand set an intention for why you even smoking, or why you're even going to be doing, or why you're even going to be ingesting, or why you're going to be like taking that edible. So this is from an article that I found online, but to fully employ cannabis as a sacrament, the precursor to lighting the joint would be to acknowledge the source of the divinity enshrined in the plant with a mantra, a prayer, or a simple statement. Another use would be to enlist its aid in a healing or creative endeavor with a specific statement to that effect. So this is saying, whenever you're going to be using cannabis spiritually, let's say you're going to be doing a ritual to get better in touch with your ancestors and spirit guides, you are going to want to first thank the plant. you know, you're going to want to be like, thank you, universe and plant spirit cannabis, da 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 da, for this plant. I want to use this plant to better facilitate communication between myself and my higher level guides. Then smoke up. So that is basically what, that's kind of how they run their service and stuff, this International Church of Cannabis. But I really like this information because it hits home with setting an intention. So a lot of times, you know, people just be lighting up just to light up. I do the same thing. But if you're going to be using cannabis intentionally, the first part has got to be a prayer or some sort of intention setting activity. All right, so cannabis originated in Afghanistan, India, throughout the Middle East, Afghanistan, India, Pakistan, and Turkey. So, but it's grown all over the world. And on here, I have a picture of the actual THC, like tetrahydrocannabinol. And this is the psychoactive part of THC. And so indica, there are some differences between, yes, SF, I love that, set the intention and engage with the plant before indulging in its sacred properties. Exactly, exactly. So we're looking a little bit at the molecular structure of marijuana. And I'm going to talk a little bit about THC and how I think these biochemicals are actually portals, DNA portals. Hey, can we talk about that later? Yes, we can. But indica versus sativa, indica think in the bed. Indica is going to have you in the bed because it's for like if you are feeling like pain, it's great for pain relief, muscle relaxation. It's great for chilling out. Indica is great for insomnia. I actually ingest the indica because I have insomnia. Like, you know, it runs in my family. Sativa is more hyperactive. So you definitely want to watch if you are a highly anxious person or your nerves is bad. You want to watch how much sativa you're going to be smoking because... sativa will have you hype. It'll have you hype as fuck. I have had some sativa sometimes. Girl, that shit had me hype. I was just like, because I used to, in grad school, I would like, because I lived in university, I lived in Ann Arbor. I went to University of Michigan for my master's degree. And I lived a 5-minute walk from the dispensary. Girl, you best believe it was lit. But I did also use marijuana to help me write my papers. I wrote like a lot of my papers. Of course, I would edit while I was like sober. But if I needed to get into the brainstorming mode, or if I needed to get into the creative mode to think about like about society, because I was doing sociology, and you know, that's a lot of like meta level thinking, I would, you know, hit a little bit, and then it would help me synthesize my ideas. So definitely whenever I was living in there, I was like using it creatively and stuff like that. And the dispensary, yeah, dispensary was amazing. But anyway, so yeah, you want to watch sativa because sometimes it'll make you spin out. Whew. Let's see. Okay, so there's a lot of medical benefits with cannabis. And I'm just kind of going over this rudimentary information before we get to the meat of the presentation, but there's a lot of medical benefits to cannabis. So it is relieving from chronic pain. Some studies have shown that it improves lung capacity even when you are smoking it, because it's like THC is different. The tar is different. It doesn't stick to your lungs as long. And also there, it's just like, I'm not a scientist, but y'all get what I'm talking about. It's like, it doesn't have the harmful effects as, let's say, like nicotine or something like that. It also can help some people with weight loss. Now, this is depending on the kinds of munchies that you eat. And also, I'm not here to stigmatize anybody's weight. So, you know, whatever. But it does help regulate insulin, and that is your blood sugar. That's your sugar. So it helps regulate your insulin. And so it also is good at helping people maintain a certain weight. I like to actually ingest marijuana after I go to the gym or after I work out, because it helps restabilize your body. You know what I mean? It fights cancer. We all know that. Helps treat depression. Definitely. You want to be mindful of how you use it to treat depression. Cause I mean, I'm guilty too, as far as like, you know, everybody, I mean, a lot of people who smoke the weeds have abused, but that is just, you know, when you just wake up and you're like, I got to smoke every single day. I mean, I've gone through those periods before, period, you know, whatever. As long as it doesn't begin affecting your life in a horribly negative way that, you know, a treatment for glaucoma, and it regulates seizures. So people do actually take them to regulate seizures. I've known some people to do that. I have glaucoma in my family, so you know I've been smoking. But no, it does help treat glaucoma. That is one of the medical benefits. So we're going to look at a short history of cannabis right now. And I think it's really important, as someone who is ingesting cannabis or smoking, I think it's important to understand the social perceptions of cannabis and how those can impact your experience. Because I think a lot of times the paranoia that people feel is one due to the fact that it is a quote unquote criminal activity, and that is automatically associated with, you know, like the police, and then it's associated with like jail. And there's a lot of trauma that there's a lot of historic trauma actually that is associated with cannabis, especially for people who are from historically marginalized groups. And so that's why I kind of wanted to talk about this stuff, because it's important to understand the historical context and understand that before cannabis was illegal and persecuted, or use of it was persecuted in the ways that it is, it was actually a spiritual sacrament for a lot of cultures around the globe. So, period, we just need to keep it 100 with these definitions and this thinking, and so that you can begin to really liberate yourself whenever you are ingesting cannabis and doing different types of astral travel or doing different types of communication with your spirit guides. It's very important to break down that stigma. And I still have stigma too, that is internalized from society. And so we're going to kind of go through a little bit about the hemp industry and how the marijuana became illegal. But now we're seeing a change, definitely seeing a change in things. This white is white as hell. Sorry, y'all, look like I'm in heaven. Well, I am. Okay. So marijuana didn't really become illegal until the early 1900s. And so this is what the history books say, but there could have been a lot of other reasons. But the hemp industry produced a lot of different types of materials during the industrialization age. This is talking about in the United States specifically. And I'm just looking at the chat. And in the United States specifically. And so people were using like hemp is made from cannabis. So people were using hemp for all types of materials, for building materials, for gas to power engines. They were using it for paper. Hemp was used a lot of different ways. And so marijuana was not illegal. But the paper industry grew. They started this paper industry, which, you know, was using trees and all this kind of stuff. And they saw the hemp industry as competition. You can look this up. It's true. They saw the hemp industry as competition and basically began this campaign to demonize the consumption of cannabis. So specifically, they did a lot of propaganda. They created a lot of propaganda. I think of Reefer Madness. They associated marijuana
with wild, a lot of times Black or foreign people who were just like everywhere, and specifically, trigger warning, doing sexual assault on like white women and stuff like that, stealing kids, all that kind of stuff like that. So Reefer Madness is actually an outbirth of this whole campaign to smear the perception of cannabis, and also to help welcome this new industry, this paper industry. So y'all got to watch, y'all got to know y'all history, because it's not like that. So then that's when they started associating it with, you know, criminality and stuff, because also with a lot of historically marginalized groups, especially Black people, brown people, criminality is automatically attached to the color. I mean, we can look at the statistics to see who's in prison. And that's some real tea. So, this is a short history of cannabis, and it is very important to understand that, yes, these historical dynamics do exist, but at the same time, propaganda at its finest, right? These dynamics do exist, but it's very important to liberate yourself from this thinking, because a lot of times we interact with different types of people who tell us different types of stuff about cannabis, you know, or, you know, for, I would say from high school, well, I guess I ingested cannabis for the first time when I was like 18, the summer after high school. And so before that, you know, I was like, potheads is lazy, they don't do nothing. People who smoke weed, they just like eat a bunch of food and they don't never do nothing. Like they just stay inside and watch Family Guy, like, or else they just go wild. So there is a lot of socialized stigma or internalized stigma that I had developed from just interacting with other people. You know, your parents tell you different stuff about cannabis. You know, you see different stuff about cannabis in society. Thankfully, there are more representations these days of like cannabis use that's like, you know, chill or whatever. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Or that is more mainstream. But a lot of times we see that a lot of those people are like white people who like, you know, the show Weeds. We don't really see a lot of shows that show people of color positively consuming marijuana, like not on the mainstream. I know there are shows, but not like the way that it is with white people and stuff. So there is a change in perception happening, but we still have a long way to go. So now let's cannabis and spirituality. So I really enjoy studying the Dogon tribe. Whoops, sorry. Studying the Dogon tribe and reading about them. They actually are a tribe from Mali in Africa. That's West Africa. And they have a whole mythology about marijuana and this star, Sirius Star. They knew about Sirius A and Sirius B thousands of years before modern scientists. So that's important to realize that there are ancient cultures that actually knew information through spirituality. They had a type of spiritual technology to be in communication with these beings. So thunder. It's like mid-March here in New Orleans. Well, it's not mid-March. It's April here in New Orleans. It really rains a whole lot, like a lot. And so it thunderstorms randomly. Okay, so the Dogon tribe, they were actually featured in Beyoncé's Black is King. They were the people with the white mask, sort of. So they were actually featured in Beyoncé's Black is King. Super cool. And as I mentioned, they knew about this Sirius star, Sirius A and B. They knew about these two stars. Literally, I don't know how old, they're like one of the oldest civilizations on the planet, on planet Earth. And they knew that this cannabis, they knew that this Sirius star existed. And you couldn't even really see it with the naked eye either. So they knew about this star, and they say that cannabis actually comes from that star, that either beings delivered it here, or sometimes, I mean, I have a theory that sometimes like different meteorites could have brought different types of plant life here to Earth over the course of millennia. You know what I mean? Because we've been, the Earth has been around for a long time. So they say that cannabis was brought here by these star beings. And so if you think about it, THC can actually be a portal to higher dimensions, to higher level communication with our own spirit guides, because these were technically spirit guides for the Dogon tribe. And your spirit guides, yes, your ancestors are real and they are a part of the human lineage, but we also have spirit guides who are whatever you want to call extraterrestrial. I mean, spirits are extraterrestrial. They're interdimensional. So it's very interesting how they attribute cannabis to the Sirius star, and cannabis can really help you get more in touch with those aspects of yourself that are more metaphysical, to where you are able to, I mean, you can do it when you're sober too, but doing it on cannabis is a great training ground to where you are able to perceive extra dimensional phenomena better. And so sometimes, y'all know, I like to do a little smoky smoke before I do my readings and stuff, you know, because it can help you get in tune with the creativity. You know what I mean? I'm a Mercury in Aquarius, 12th house, honey. So I really like to think about ideas and like synthesize ideas. And it's so fun to do that whenever you have some good cannabis, you know what I mean? Because then you can really, for me, I love synthesizing ideas and really thinking deeply about the ways that things work. And so this is what I have on here. THC, it helps us get into contact and become aware of the systematic nature of reality. And altruism, it at its core, is just functioning as a human who understands that we all live in the system together, and that we are all a part of one system, one intelligence, one that is infinite. So we need to act accordingly. You know what I mean? So that's virtue. When you understand that nothing is separate in the system, nothing is separate in the system. So like just the way that we are harming the planet. This is our spaceship. People who understand in a kind of extraterrestrial, or even like, I guess, meta perspective, understand that we have to, anything that we build, anything we do needs to work within the context of the system. But our current system, and this might be a tangent, but capitalism and hypercapitalism, the way we're doing the environment, is not working in tandem with the system. And so these higher level, higher dimensional beings understand this stuff. You know what I mean? That's the reason there's so much spiritual corruption. Hey. Because we're not treating the earth right either. And I'm not perfect either. But I'm saying as a system, society has a lot of catching up to do. But I wanted to kind of just talk about THC like this, because THC, psilocybin, actually, DMT. So psilocybin is the psychoactive chemical in mushrooms. And then DMT, DMT is found in ayahuasca. And you can also do DMT just pure. But DMT is a chemical that is naturally occurring in the brain. And whenever you're born, whenever you die, and whenever you're dreaming, this is the chemical that becomes psychoactive or active within your brain, and it leaks from, or the pineal gland leaks, or you know, it secretes it into your brain. That's what happens. So and it causes you to, you know, dream and have all these visions and stuff like that. I did it one time and had a lot of past life regressions. Whew, it was good. I only had to do it one time though, because I'm good after, because I mean, it was deep. But these chemicals, the thing I'm trying to get you all to understand is that these chemicals, bro, these chemicals are all portals through our biochemistry. So cannabis, cannabinoids actually are meant to be received by our brain. So we have cannabinoid receptors that receive cannabis, and then they activate the feelings of increased pleasure, you know, the sensation that food, you know, that how food tastes, and you know, you just like touching stuff is just different, ideas, all that kind of stuff. So we actually evolved in tandem, in relationship with cannabis, because there's a specific receptor in our brains to take cannabis, to ingest cannabis, and for our brain to recognize the chemical and be like, ooh, all right, they about to get lit. But I think that's really interesting when we're thinking about spirituality and the ways that ancient cultures have used cannabis to elevate spiritually. Is it a coincidence? I don't know. A lot of musicians say that a lot of the ideas they got from music come from spirits. Music, art. You can do a lot with the power of it. But okay, so psilocybin, DMT, THC, there's other chemicals also. LSD, like these create, they're not like I'm telling y'all to go out and do it unsupervised and stuff. If y'all haven't done it before, don't blame me. Don't go doing it because of me. But these really are portals. These are portals for our consciousness, for us to shift consciousness, for us to enter new realms of consciousness and communicate with these beings, and so that we can experience different types of phenomena and bring it back to communicate. You know what I mean? So I think it's really cool. And I do think it's worth talking about, you know, the relationship that you have with cannabis. I mean, I took a little break, but I think eventually, like, you know, everyone has their own relationship with cannabis. I'm not here to judge nobody. You establish your own relationship with it based on your own personal development and what makes you happy in life. You know what I mean? If you want to do it every day, do it every day. If you don't want to do it every day, then don't do it every day. But try not to just make yourself feel guilty about it. You know what I mean? Sorry, how my lips looking? Don't make yourself feel guilty about it. If you feel like you're doing it too much, then make the steps to slow down. If you wanna get into it, start by getting into it in a safe environment, well ventilated. Okay. Everybody has their own relationship with marijuana. So that's how I feel about that. All right. Let me know if y'all are enjoying this presentation. I love talking about this stuff. Okay, so yes, so I already talked about this. So the Dogon explained the Gnomos were the inhabitants of a world circling the star Sirius. It is said that these Gnomos came from the sky in a vessel that was accompanied by fire and thunder. Girl, So the Sirius star, that specific star is called the Dogon Potolo, while modern astronomers refer to it as Sirius B. Curiously, Ama is also called Amen. Ama, although commonly referred to as a male, actually symbolizes both male and female principles, which is why it's more properly characterized as a genderless being.
Oh.
Cha. So let's wrap our heads around some of this real quick. The Nomos were inhabitants of a world circling the star Sirius. So the Nomos is the ones that brought cannabis here. Isn't that interesting? It is said that the Nomos came from the sky in a vessel that was accompanied by fire and thunder. Does that sound like some shit that would be in the Bible? Does that sound like some shit that would be in mythology? In a lot of different types of cultures? Yes, it does. It does. It does. Yes, it definitely does. The Bible is full of talking about fire and thunder. And a lot of different cultures around the world have storms as a main event happening to create the conditions, or, you know, create the conditions for, or act as a precursor to the arrival of some being. Child, this is deep. This is deep. This goes deep. So yes, it is said that they came down in a vessel. So this is basically their mythology. There's a lot of information about it. I think there is an anthropologist or some French person went to Mali and wrote like a lot about the tribe and their like stories and stuff like that. So this is really interesting, you know, and it's interesting to think about how there's mythology says that like, you know, that cannabis, who knows, with fire and thunder, that could have been a meteorite. You never know, because there will be a sonic boom most likely. Then that's whenever an object is moving so fast that it creates like, I guess, a lot of pressure and there's a crack or something like that. I don't know, but that could make sense with a meteorite, because a lot of meteors asteroids did, I don't know the difference between them, but a lot of them did hit the planet for a long time. And I'm talking thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So it makes total sense that these beings would come down in fire and thunder. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So yeah, I really like to talk about this. Also, the Dogon tribe, ancient Egyptians, what you see today as far as the light-skinned brown people is not real. Like it was like the Dogon people was there, and the Kushites were dark-skinned black people. This is, you can look at National Geographic and see that this is true. There are historic accounts. Egyptians be saying this stuff too. The Dogons actually got moved out of Egypt because of religious persecution. So what we see as Egypt today is actually not ancient Egypt. It's not ancient Egypt. You know what I mean? So it's important to remember that. Black Lives Matter. Okay. All right, so this is my last slide, actually. So the future. So we are seeing a resurgence. Everybody been smoking cannabis for forever. But I think especially with the resurgence of hoodoo, and we're kind of seeing a renaissance in thinking about spirituality. I think it's important to kind of consider some of the ways that we can use cannabis as spiritual technology to elevate ourselves, to elevate our person, to get these downloads that are essential for our destiny. Keyword on our destiny, individual, on your individual destiny. So these are some techniques that you can use. I'm going to talk a little bit about to elevate spiritually. Okay, so sex magic, you do that solito, or you can do this with another person, but a lot of it is about moving energy. So if you are doing stuff by yourself, you know, you can like hit a little bit, and then you know how when you're doing stuff, you can move energy and you envision the energy moving through visualization, of course, and you breathe a lot. You breathe deep, keep your breathing. And if you're with somebody, you know, y'all can move energy. You can move energy to your crown chakra and imagine your greatest dreams coming true. And, you know, at the point of my orgasm, you can think manifesting blankety blank, you know, and envision it. People also use sex magic for sigils. But there's a lot of ways that you can. Sorry, it's like thundering. There's a lot of ways that you can move energy through cannabis, through visualization. So definitely, I mean, if you're with somebody, you know, you always want to be breathing. That is your anchor. And then, you know, y'all know, give me some comments. What's y'all's experience with cannabis and sexual activity? Let me know what y'all been up to with it. Because there's a lot you can do. But a lot of it is primarily around just like building a relationship sort of, and interacting with the energy of the other person and kind of any energy that comes up in you, and just being in the moment and really getting into your own personal power. You know what I mean? So also, spirit guides, cannabis is great for getting in communication with your spirit guides. Especially if you, let's say you're listening to some drums, this is like shamanic technology, listening to drums, listening to repetitive types of beats, like binaural beats, is a great way to get you in connection with your spirit guides, especially if you're looking to astral travel. Always want to say a prayer before you do any kind of astral travel. Prayer of protection and envision like a gold white light around you. But I like to put my headphones on sometimes, and I do this during eclipses. I've probably mentioned this in other videos, but I like to put headphones on and then do the binaural beats a little bit, you know, puff a little bit. And then as I elevate, like I'm doing my breathing, and I like see different kinds of colors and go into a trance. And it's really beneficial for just kind of helping me return to myself and return to my own essence.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's show. As I mentioned in the beginning, in the intro, if you are interested in supporting my work, go to my Patreon and sign up. Get that $13 tier so you can get access to all of the materials, especially all of the previous stuff I've done. And I'm teaching two courses, MSF Cyber Witch Academy and MSF Tarot Academy. So registration links for those courses are also in the show notes. If you are interested in donating to your girl, you know I got Venmo. At KEON-DILLON. I got also Cash App, $ELDRA. Had to think about it for a minute. So yeah, hit me up if you're trying to donate to support this vessel, child. Until then, I hope that y'all have a great 420. and beyond. And I'm sending y'all so much love. I love y'all so much. Y'all always send me so much love and support, and I really, really appreciate y'all more than you will can ever imagine, period. All right, love y'all. Sending you off with peace and blessings and the most abundant loving energy. Hallelujah. Shana da yabosha. All right, love y'all. Bye bye.